What happened was the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were asking him for an increase in the nafaqa, the amount of allowance, if you want to call it, he used to give them. And they kept asking and they kept asking and they kept asking. And of course the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is patient and merciful, but of course he gets to the point when he got upset with them and he decided that he's going to ya'tazilahun, which means to stay away from them. He will just sit by himself in his small room and not visit any of his wives. At that time, a rumor was spreading that the Prophet ﷺ divorced his wives, all of them. So the companions were in panic. They all gathered in the masjid. They didn't know what was going on. The Prophet ﷺ sat by himself in the room. He appointed one of his servants. His name was Rabah. And he told him not to let anyone to come inside the room. The Prophet ﷺ was really upset at that time. Now, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu was in a place called Awali. It's a place on the skirts of Medina where they used to plant their fields. Umar was there. He did not know about what was going on until that night when one of the Ansar came rushing to him, banging at the door, calling his name, saying, Umar, something terrible happened. So Umar asked, what happened? Are we under attack? The Ghassasina came, the Romans, what's going on? He said, you wish, it's even worse than that. He said, what can be worse than that? He said, the Prophet ﷺ had divorced his wives. Of course, for Umar, he's involved because Hafsa is the Prophet's wife. So he left everything and he rushed to the masjid. It was Fajr time. The Prophet ﷺ led the prayer, Fajr. Normally after Fajr, the Prophet ﷺ sits and he listens to the companions, talks to the companions. He does not go back to his room right away. This time he did not say anything. He just went to his room and that increased the panic in the masjid. The people gathered. Did he really divorce his wife? His wife. So Umar wanted to know, did he really do that or if it was just a rumor? And the Prophet ﷺ did not want to talk to anyone at that point. So he ran to Hafsa, his daughter, and he asked her, did anything happen? Did the Prophet divorce you? He saw her, she was crying. He couldn't even understand what she was saying. She was crying so much. So he went to see the Prophet ﷺ. He asked Rabah, he said, can you take permission? He said, tell the Prophet ﷺ, Umar wants to see you. So Rabah goes in and he comes out. He said, I'm sorry, Umar, the Prophet did not answer me. Go and come some other time. Umar goes to the masjid. You can imagine going back and forth, during circles. He does not know what's going on. He goes back to Hafsa. What happened? Did he divorce you? She said, I don't know. And he's still crying. He goes back to the Prophet ﷺ again. Can I see the Prophet? Rabah goes inside, comes out. He said, he did not answer me. I can't let you in. Umar goes again to the masjid. He sees people starting to cry in the masjid now. Because if the Prophet ﷺ is sad, of course, that's everybody's problem. So he goes back again. And he's kind of a little bit funny at this point. Umar ibn Khattab said, he was talking to Rabah again, but he wanted the Prophet ﷺ to hear him from the inside. So he started kind of like talking loud, screaming almost. He said, please tell the Prophet, you know, very loud, please tell the Prophet I'm not here to talk about Hafsa. Wallahi, if it pleases him, I will kill her for him. He wanted the Prophet to hear that. Now Rabah goes inside and he comes out and he says, the Prophet did not answer me. I cannot let you in. As Umar was about to leave, Rabah runs after him. He said, no, he finally said, yes, you can come inside the house. Umar comes inside the house and he sees the Prophet ﷺ was really upset. He was lying on some kind of carpet made of beads. You know, these beads, it's not comfortable. And if you lay on that for a while, it will leave a trace on your side. So Umar looked at the Prophet ﷺ, this situation. He felt really bad. He said, oh, Prophet of Allah, you're sleeping on this. And it's taking, you know, effect on your body. And the kings of Kisra and Qaisar, the Persians, and the emperors of the Romans are sleeping on silk. You are the Prophet of Allah, and look at them. And the Prophet ﷺ gave him the beautiful answer. He said, "Ama yurdik? Would it not be good enough for you? And lahum ad-dunya wa lana al-akhirah. For them, they had chose the dunya, and Allah gave them the dunya. For us, we have the akhirah." Now, Umar wanted to ask the Prophet ﷺ, did you divorce your wives? But he's not going to ask it just blunt like that. The Prophet is upset and probably it's not a good idea to talk to him about it. So he wanted to joke at the same time to get to the point where the Prophet ﷺ maybe smiles, then you can ask him. So he said, oh, Prophet of Allah, you know, in Mecca, where we came from, those are muhajirin. If I say something to my wife, she will never dare talk back to me. Never talk back to me. Now, because the Ansar, they spoiled their wives, we came here to Medina, our wives learned from their wives. Now my wife talks back to me all the time. So the Prophet ﷺ smiled. It was not good enough for him to still ask him is it okay? He said, I have an idea. We can teach these women a lesson. I'm going to go and kill Hafsa, my daughter. When they know that Hafsa was killed because she was talking back to her husband, no one will talk back to their husband ever again. The Prophet ﷺ started laughing, because of course you're not going to kill Hafsa. What are you talking about? So when he saw the Prophet ﷺ laughing, he said, it's the great chance to ask him now, did you divorce your wives right away? The Prophet ﷺ said, no, I did not. He was calling takbir from the house. The people in the masjid, they heard Umar. It was very loud. And they were calling takbir as well. They knew the Prophet ﷺ did not divorce his wives. He just did this because they increased their demands all of a sudden. So we learn a lot from the Prophet ﷺ and from the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ.